Now joining us here on Bobcat Radio, Head Coach Director of Texas State Cross Country and Track and Field, Jody Stewart, joining us on Bobcat Radio. Coach Stewart, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us here.
Oh, no problem. Glad to be on the show.
And so we want to start off, of course, the Bobcat Cross Country team making a little bit of news here in the last couple of days. Ranked 8 in the South Central region by the U.S. Track and Field and Cross Country Coaches Association. That's the highest ranking the Bobcats have seen in 11 years. Coach, what's one or two of maybe the main reasons for Texas State being able to get off to this hot start and be ranked the way they are?
Yeah, I mean, I think we have a great group of upperclassmen, and they're just buying into the process and what we're trying to do. And more than anything, they compete hard and they compete tough. And that's our philosophy. It's just competing. And we look at cross, it's group running. A lot of people may not know it is physical. I mean, you have over 300 student athletes racing at once in small paths. But again, they've done an outstanding job so far. So far, we're 11-1. And like you said, I mean, it's the first time since 2005 we've been ranked.
The second place finish at the Twilight Invitational, the taking down the Justin Cooper Invitation there as well. Coach, I guess it goes without saying that, you know, cross country and track and field don't quite get the coverage or that your bigger sports do, whether it's football or basketball or whatever. What I want to get into is what goes into the training for the cross country team. A lot of people say, you know, it's just running out there. It's far more than that. What goes into training a cross country team?
Definitely. I mean, if you look at, it's teamwork at the end of the day, just like any other sport. And you're training for all the terrain, the hills, the valleys, the flatlands. And I think the challenge we have here in San Marcos is finding, the variety of the land. But for the most part, we've done well. Right now, I'd say our guys are around the average 80 miles a week, ladies around 50. And again, I mean, be able to handle all the weather, right? I mean, you have the rainy days, you have the wind, you have the flat course, and we still get out there and compete, you know. And so, no, they're doing an outstanding job so far.
I wish you could see how big my eyes just got whenever you said the men run 80 miles a week. Oh, man.
Yeah, and that's the average. I mean, there's guys out there who are doing 100 miles. You know, that's what they need to achieve their goals. But, yeah, I mean, that's you know, for us, our senior-laden majority team, I mean, you're hitting around, you know, 80 miles for the men.
Hey, Coach, I actually wrote a story on you when I first started working at KTSW. I was really glad to get you on the show here. I was wondering, I know you used to coach at Stanford, California, and I've heard they have a little bit different climate up there. And I was wondering if your routine, if your practices, if anything's changed due to the different weather down here.
Yeah, I would say in Northern California, you can probably practice around 3 to 5 and be okay. Due to the temperatures, you know, a lot of time for our guys, you know, we're training at 6 a.m., just put them in better conditions, in terms of the heat. But, you know, periodically, if we have to, we can go in even, but for the most part, we do train earlier in the morning.
I see. Coach, you mentioned earlier you had some upperclassmen really stepping up for you. I was wondering, do you have any key leaders on the team?
Oh, man, I mean, and it's tough to pinpoint, you know, one individual, but they're all doing outstanding. Angel Gonzalez, you know, right now he's our leader. Joseph Mead has done an outstanding job. You know, Logan Pittman, I can go on and on, but, again, our top five is very solid. You know, this year they had us ranked 5th in the Sun Belt Conference, and I'm pretty sure we're going to surprise a lot of people along the road.
Coach Stewart, Kyle here. And we had you back on in February when you first got hired here at Texas State. And it was easy to see how quickly you made Texas State track and field program better. I mean, it got better almost instantly. And it just continues to get better with this news coming out. So what do you put that to? Is there something you can tell us that really just changed everything and made us that much better?
I would say, I think, first off, we have a great administration here, great support. For our student-athletes, the student-athletes, more than anything, buying into the plan and the process. You know, we always talk about the process and achieving the goals. So at the end of the day, you know, I give them the credit because they buy in, they do the hard work. And outstanding staff, you know, our staff works 7 days a week nonstop, and I give those guys the credit, too, because they play a large role, very large role, in our success here at Texas State.
I actually know what it is. It's having the SBC Men's Indoor Head Coach of the Year right here at Texas State. As we track and field, the awards just seem to keep flowing down. The Sun Belt Conference Most Outstanding Freshman with Tremisa Hardy. Lincoln Warren goes to the USATF Outdoor National Championships. You've got dozens of Bobcats that are going to the NCAA West Prelims. Multiple gold medals at the Indoor-Outdoor Championships. But there's one that's sticking out to me. And we just saw the Olympics go by. Of course, you know, as talking heads on the radio, we saw a couple of our Bobcats go, former Bobcats go do it in Logan Cunningham and Anika Newell. Two questions for you, Coach. Do you know how many of your athletes have gone on to compete or try and qualify for the Olympics? And what's that like from a coaching perspective to see one of your athletes who you may have coached for years finally get that shot?
Yeah. I mean, I've seen multiple student athletes in my time frame get that opportunity. It's a journey that every student athlete, especially in terms of track and field, you look for. For us, that's the highest level of our sport. So it's an outstanding achievement, not only to represent your university, but, you know, your country, you know. And so, you know, Anika and Logan did an outstanding job representing Texas State. And, again, we look forward to developing more of those student athletes come 2020.
All right, Coach, before we let you go, what's coming up next for the cross-country team?
Yeah, I mean, we have an outstanding meet. Coming up here on the 24th at Oklahoma State, the Jamboree, great meet, probably one of the top three meets in the country. And I think it'd be good for us because right now we're sitting top eight. So hopefully we could be top five in our region. And outside of that, on the 29th, we have conference. I would say before that, the 8th of October, I think it's a great meet over in a carded word. If anyone can make it out and support, you know, our student athletes, that would be great. We'd love to have you.
Again, Jody Stewart, head coach, director at Texas State Cross Country and Track and Field, joining us here on Bobcat Radio. Again, just making waves, not only in track and field, but in cross country as well. Again, Coach Stewart, thank you so much for taking time out of your day, and we look forward to talking to you again in the future.
All right, thank you, guys. Hey, you have a good one.